Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. There goes Verdon. The throw from Sherry to Fernandez, and Verdon is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Law, and towards Schofield, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig fires to first and picks off Stargell. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing right field. Duke Snider now playing left field. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. Clendenon moves to second. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry strikes out. One out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearsall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stargell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon scoops it up and throws to first, with Law covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Craig, and towards Hunt, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clendenon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Norm Sherry. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Cranepool moves to third. Fernandez moves to second. Two outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0-for-2 in the game. Craig is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Logan pinch hits for Vern Law. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. Bailey moves to third. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stargell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harkness strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Face scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing left field. Choo Choo Coleman now catching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mazeroski moves to second. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. Mazeroski moves to third. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burgess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. It's Pirates, 1, Mets, 1. Ron Brand pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Brand now catching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to third. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. Neal is walked intentionally. Fernandez moves to second. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive towards first. Clendenin catches it and steps on first to double up Neal. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roy Face is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Face is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernerth has Verdon trapped. He fires to second, with Fernandez covering, who tags Verdon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Bernerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernerth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Larry Bernerth. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-4 in the game. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Face fields it and throws to first for the out. Cannell moves to second. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harkness is walked intentionally. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-4 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball towards left. Lynch settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lynch. Cannell scores. Harkness moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.